producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, how good an idea is that? A very, very good idea. All right. All you have to do is call 855-993-7569, which is also Dr. Joy. If you're more literate than numerical, da-dum, whichever you are is perfectly fine with us. I have much to report to you today in my wanderings in the world since last we spoke. First of all, perhaps most importantly, if anybody wants to figure out what to buy now to corner to be able to sell for a lot in about a year, I have a suggestion. Would you like to know what it is?
What would that be?
A little slow in the uptake, but not that bad. All right. The deal is mice with wires. Not the wireless mics, but the other mouse, but the ones that still plug into your computer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because, I mean, look, I've had for the last, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years, I've had a wireless mouse because I thought that was really cute, and I think somebody gave it to me or something. But let's be honest, folks, and I think it may have to do with the age of the mouse, or it may have to do with the juice on your computer, or I don't know what it has to do with it, but there's clearly been a deterioration in that those things go through batteries like the Russians were in Newark, right? Yep. They just... problem is, not only do you have to keep batteries around, which are, I mean, they're not wildly expensive, they're just, you have to keep buying them, and they're a problem in landfill. I mean, you can't really get rid of them, they don't biodegrade. You can't dump them in the regular trash anymore, that's not legal. And the worst is you can be right in the middle of something, and your mouse dies, and if you're out of batteries, everything just comes to a screeching halt, there's nothing you can do. So I decided, finally, because I'm in the middle of a radio program and my mouse dies, I can't say, okay, folks, just speak among yourselves while I go see if I have any batteries. Or remember how to take my mouse apart.
Right.
You know, when I drop it, it comes apart immediately. When I'm trying to get the batteries out, you know, I have to do nails and knives. And anyway, just the way the world I'm wanting. All right. So I have been on a quest for the last maybe week. And I went online, but online it's very hard to figure out what's really going on because the pictures don't show, and sometimes they say wireless and sometimes they don't, so you really don't know. And they range in price from about, you know, $7.50 that I could tell to about 70 or maybe more than that. This is for the wire attached. So I decided, well, you know, I need to go see what I'm getting because I'm not really understanding all these terms particularly. And I have been to literally, in the last 3 days, been to probably 10 stores, including Radio Shack. Radio Shack is now on my blab to Santa list. Boo. Radio Shack does not have anything but wireless mics. Mice, you can tell what my business is. So, I mean, I finally found one, and it took me, it looked like a overrun with mice, right? It had like probably 40 or 50. There was one that had an attachment to your computer, which I now
just
own.
One? Really?
One.
Wow.
Out of like 40 different ones. And they have ones that are pink. They have ones that glow in the dark. They have ones with Disney characters on. They have everything. They had one. And I actually found a couple that I unplugged from machines, and I said, I want to buy this one. They said, it only comes with a computer.
Hmm.
So if you want...
I mean, they can't be a dying breed. I mean,
they are a dying breed. That's what I'm telling you.
It seems like. Wow.
I'm telling you that. If you want to make some money by cornering the market and the four that remain, buy them now.
Yeah.
Or start making them.
Wow.
I mean, part of it is I think there's not a very great profit margin. I think I paid like $8.50 or something for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Which is as opposed to the other... The wireless ones were starting at about $25. But those were the ones that were like... phosphorescent pink that I think somebody thought, oh, this will be great, people will buy, women will buy these, and nobody wanted them. Who wants a phosphorescent pink mouse? I don't know, apparently no one. All right, so that was number one. So I have finally in control of. And then did you see they now have a mouse that you can put, it costs $150. You put it around your index finger.
Really?
Yep. You, I think it was a kickstart thing, and so as you move, and the advantage about it is that your arm doesn't have to be in any particular position, so that if you have carpal tunnel syndrome, which sometimes people get from using their mouse, it goes away because you can put your finger any place, you just point.
Okay.
They say it's a bit slow until you get the hang of it, but then apparently there's a way you can upgrade it.
How much is it?
$149.
Hmm.
So, but it'll come down. It'll come down. But it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's...
Brilliant idea.
All right, so that's number one. Number two, I saw a movie, which I'm going to tell you about movies later, but I don't know if this one even opens. But I want to tell you about it for a couple reasons. Number one, the name of it, they have to stop giving you movie titles to tell you exactly what's going to happen. Like Last Man Standing tells you what's going to happen in before the movie started. This one is called Kill the Messenger. But it's a terrific movie. It's Jeremy Renner, who was in Hurt Locker, won the Oscar for the Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
He's terrific in this. He's been in some not terrific things, and he's been in some comic book movies since then. But this one, he plays a real character.
That's Hawkeye from the Avengers, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's also got Oliver Platt in it. It's got who else has got in it? It's got Ray Liotta in it. It's got Gary Pepper in it. I mean, it's a great Barry Pepper. It's got a great cast. It's based on a true story. And it's one of the best movies of the year. And I don't even know if it's... I mean, presumably, because they let me see it, it's an Oscar contention. But nobody's seen it, so nobody knows anything about it. And you guys need to write it down on your to-do list, because I also made a decision today that we're going to do our best movies, favorite movies of the year, in January, because a huge number of them open either Christmas Day or New Year's Day. So you've got... I'm in a position... I'll probably put up my top 10 before the end of the year, because I've seen everything. But you guys won't have. Although I'm trying to decide if I should put mine up, because it'll influence you guys. Nah, you guys argue with me anyway, so it's all right. I'm not going to worry about it. But I decided rather, you know, everybody does that at their year-end wrap, but you won't have seen the movies. So we'll do it in January. We'll have some fun stuff to do in January. But there have been two movies in the last week that show the disastrous consequences of adultery on a marriage. When men have affairs, when women have affairs, it's always disastrous, and women usually die. But in this particular case, there are two men who have affairs, and how basically their marriages don't recover from the negative impact. And I'm so proud of Hollywood for doing that. One of them is a very small movie. It's called The Sublime and the Beautiful, and which no one's going to see. And the other is Kill the Messenger, which hopefully people will see, because it's a terrific movie. But in both of them, adultery is just a devastating... It shows the effects. And the children's... The effect on the children, on the marriage, on the wife, on the man. And it's... I mean, I'm not pleased that there's adultery, but I'm certainly pleased that at least Hollywood has caught up with the notion that it's just not one of those things who say, just bring some extra roses and have some great sex and say, but I've always loved you, it didn't mean anything, and that's going to be all healing and fine. So that was number two. Number three sort of falls into the same category, I guess, in that it's kind of a warning. So I'm riding the train home, and there's this very well-dressed, attractive, I would say 35-year-old woman, lying on the floor of the subway station. Now, there are places that you want to lie and places you do not ever want to have your skin in contact. And the subway station, the floor, is one of the latter. I mean, you just don't even want to think about it. And this woman is very well dressed, and so I'm, of course, and she's dealing, a guy who's with her is about the same age, maybe a little bit older, but not much, is saying, no, you don't want to do this, you don't want to do this. And I'm thinking, she's going into diabetic shock, she's having a stroke. So Goody Two Shoes, of course, walks over and said, are you okay? And then the train comes, and so he hauls her up, and I'm trying to help him haul her up. And she's not light, she's not really heavy, but she's dead weight. Gets her on the train, and she's standing by the pole, and I'm figuring she's got a fall over, so I organize people to sit down. And I'll tell you what the problem was when we return. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. All right, so I've already told you which movies to go to as a couple to reinforce the notion that adultery is a very difficult thing to recover from in a marriage. And it doesn't mean that you can, it just means that don't do it. All right, that's number one. Number two, what product to hoard to make a lot of money in the next several years or to reinvent. reinvent is probably a better notion than hoarding, but maybe not, maybe not. And third, all right, so my story, my Christmas story of a woman lying on the floor of a subway platform, which is really one of the more disgusting places. I think, you know, the trap door in a garbage truck may be slightly ickier, but not much. I mean,
just a tad bit ickier.
Well, I think they hose that down occasionally, and I'm not sure they ever hose down the subway platform. Not to mention all the words of people, you know, the negative thoughts and verbiage of people who just, the doors just closed on them just as they're getting there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of swearing that goes on in the subway.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So she's lying there. So we get her on the train, and she's holding on to a pole because it's a crowded train. And so I'm watching this whole thing unfold. And so there's this guy with headphones on, and I said, "Sir, you're going to have to give up your seat." And he was really nice. He said, "Do you want to sit?" And I said, "No, she needs to." And at this moment, another woman who was about to fall on had given her seat. So we just put that woman in the seat I had just vacated for her. So I finally went over because I thought, well, you know, maybe there's some we need some intervention here or something. You know, maybe she, because I didn't know what was going on. And so I went over and I said, "Are you okay?" And she clearly was not. And she said, God bless her, she said, "Too much to drink." And I said, "Thank goodness." Of all the things that could cause these symptoms, that's the least odious.
Right.
So, and it's going to be a self perpetuating cure, and you're going to feel so crappy tomorrow. You're never going to do this again. But I was so glad all she was just drunk out of her skull. And I'm not convinced that was true. And she may have been. I was thinking about it. She may have been taking something some medication that interacted with it. Because usually, people who have had too much to drink. Are slurring their words. I mean, there's some pretty typical phenomenon that follows public drunkenness, or just drunkenness.
Right.
And unsteady of foot. She was very unsteady, but she was also green. I mean, she looked like she was a barf about to occur, which was the other thing. I think people were moving away. So we finally got her off the train, and I said, are you okay? The guy, and he said, "Thanks for the kindness." I said, "This is going to be one unhappy person tomorrow, but just get some water in her." And I thought, if she was even faintly aware of the spectacle she was making of herself, that she would just, I mean, it was an unusual kind of drunkenness, because we've just gone through SantaCom around here, which is everybody's drunk, but they're young and they're stupid and they're giggling. This woman was just clearly collapsing and miserable and green, and I would be really surprised if she made it home without tossing her cookies, which is probably, I mean, she was really toxic. And then she was the kind of drunk that you worry about people going to an emergency room.
Wow.
So, yeah. And, I mean, she was all dressed up, and they were, I mean, they were not homeless people. They were not, in any way. They were nice, middle-class, well-groomed people who, and apparently he was okay, but she had, and when she looked up at her little baleful eyes and said, "Just too much to drink," and I started laughing. I said, "Thank goodness." Because there's so many other awful things that will give you exactly the same symptoms.
Much worse.
Oh, much, much. And you know, and those kinds of things have happened as well on the subway. Subway is not a good place to be sick. It really isn't.
No.
Except that you're not alone. That there's and people are amazingly helpful. They have incredibly bad suggestions, but they're very helpful. You have the sense that people really want help, even if they are completely wrong and dangerous. But it's not for lack of wanting to be helpful. I mean, nobody was sort of scoffing at her, or even though I think once she made her pronouncement, people may have been who were in hearing distance a little less sympathetic. So, folks, those are the rules for the day: no adultery, don't drink too much at the office, Christmas party, emphasize the office, not the party, and buy mice with tails. You know, that's why they call them mice to begin with. Call them a mouse.
Yeah.
Because they look like a mouse.
Yeah. And now they've got all these cordless ones out here, and it kind of defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah, it does. And they'll eat your batteries. Yeah, don't get, folks, the cordless ones, they really look cute. And they also, there was one other thing that I found that I thought about buying, and I thought, I don't want gadgets right now, because gadgets just make me nervous after having my wireless mic, is they have one with a retractable cord. Because the problem about the cord is that it's, you know, it's too long. But all you do is take a piece of wire and you know, and sort of wire it back up and close it off. And then it doesn't look as cute. So what I'll do, maybe I'll make a little centerpiece of my pretty little wireless and use this little ugly one with a tail. And they only come in one color, black. So no phosphorescent pink for this one. All right, today in U.S. history, this is a day that will give you a little bit more hope than the last couple days have. First Thanksgiving, 1777.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrated, which was in December. So if we think Thanksgiving was late this year, the first one, December, nearly Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Victory by the Americans over British General John Burgoyne in the Battle of Saratoga. Believe it or not, the guy who is the subject and author, the author of American Sniper, wrote a book about guns, and he specifically talks about shooting Burgoyne. It's one of the things that he said, I think it's 10 guns that change history or something like that.
Hmm.
I know it's more trivia. In 1987, 10 years later, New Jersey became the third state to ratify the Constitution. Go New Jersey. In 1892, the first Nutcracker. What did grandmothers do with their granddaughters before 1892 at Christmas time?
Yeah.
I don't know. Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky in St. Petersburg,
mm-hmm.
which is now Petersburg again, as opposed to Leningrad.
Yeah.
1956, Japan joined the UN. 1958, Project SCORE, the world's first communication satellite. 1989, the European Economic Community and Soviet Union signed an agreement on trade and commercial and economic cooperation. Did you see this whole Russian economy thing is really blowing up again?
Really?
Oh, yeah. They're saying after the first of the year, huge layoffs, and Apple has stopped selling iPads in Russia because of the drop in currency.
Wow.
It's a mess. And we know what happens when countries have huge economic problems. What's the first thing that they think about? Going to war. Yeah, it's a real problem. It really is. 2006, the first of a series of floods strike Malaysia. The death toll of all flooding is at least 118, with over 400,000 people displaced. And but the good news is the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, which used to be what? The Gulf producing companies, GPC, I think, holds its first ever election. So it's a pretty benign day compared to the ones we've had for the last couple of days. So
yeah.
If you're going to go and buy a mouse with a tail, today's your day. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed. Whatever it is that's on your mind is what we deal with around here. 855-993-7569. Raj, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Certainly.
I have an 11-year-old daughter who gets very anxious about food. During the meal times, she seemed to be very undecided about how much she should eat, and so we have showed her to a nutritionist at our pediatrician's place, who showed her, you know, what the appropriate portion sizes are and things
is,
like that.
Is she worried about weight, Raj?
No,
about getting fat?
No, she's she's average.
No. I'm not saying what she is. I'm saying that an 11-year-old girl is really a teenager and everything but age. Is mom, or is either you or mom heavy?
No. No, we are, again, average size. Mom, okay. I'm about 165,
5'9".
Okay. And my wife is average size too, and she has never mentioned about the weight.
I'd ask her.
Yeah. Okay.
Because if we're talking about an 11-year-old girl and food, it's very likely. Has she ever had a choking incident? Has she ever had a hard time swallowing?
No, not that I know of. No.
Is this recent or has this been long-standing?
It has been there for 3-4 years. Initially, she was more worried. She was more anxious about keep eating. She wouldn't stop eating unless somebody tells her to stop. That is enough. Now you could stop.
So she'd eat pretty constantly.
Yes. Yeah.
Does she have brothers and sisters?
She has a younger sister.
So 3 or 4 years ago, she would constantly eat. So 3 or 4 years ago would have been when she was 7. How much difference is there between the two girls?
2 years. She's 2 years younger.
So it wasn't that. When she started school, was it when she started school, do you think?
First we thought, because you know, when you have a younger sibling, we try to always feed the younger sister, right? So we thought maybe the older one thought that she could please us by eating, you know.
I think that's very, very likely. But it probably would have happened before she was 7. So do we think maybe this started before that?
Yeah, she may have been. She was a little bit overweight as a child. She has got a she doesn't have functioning thyroid. So when
okay.
we started giving her thyroid hormone, she put on weight. So she was sort of a chubby child.
Yeah,
and then with activity as she started growing up.
When was she put on hormones? When she was a chubby child, how old was she then?
As soon as she was born, she was put on hormone.
Okay.
So until about 3, 4, 5, she was a chubby child.
Did grandma or somebody say to her, "You're a little fatso"?
No. Unfortunately, she doesn't have any grandparents. But
you don't think anybody in the family said, you're going to be someone said to you or to your wife, she's going to be fat, you have to watch what she eats, nothing of that sort?
Kids hear that stuff. Yeah, now that is possible, because at some time around that time, there was an incident where, we thought she was eating too much, and my wife tried to sort of do portion control and saying that okay
well that's very likely where it came from. That's why I was asking about were either of you heavy, because when girls worry about food, it's almost always about weight. It's either
okay.
they've choked at some point, or it's about weight.
Okay.
So part of what I would do, so the timing is, and the idea that it may have been sort of exacerbated by the fact that you were feeding her baby sister, and she figures that, that food always, look, think about almost any holiday, think about almost any celebration, and it involves food, right? When dating involves food, weddings involve food, Christmas involves food, Thanksgiving, God knows, involves food. That when you see pictures of happy families, they're almost, Norman Rockwell around the turkey. So food is a very social, emotional, almost sexual kind of thing. They make movies about the scene in Tom Jones of eating. So food isn't just munching on our cud. It has huge social, emotional implication. So and then when you combine that with the family meal, then when you combine it with this is how we sustain ourselves, then you combine it with especially women's body image, which is so distorted these days as to being too thin, you've got a perfect storm of issues around food. And this one sounds like it may have been several issues. If I had to pick one, I'd probably pick two. I'd pick the one you picked, which is her baby sister was getting fed, and if she gets fed, then meals, how come you're not feeding me? And then the idea of I'm fat, so I'm not allowed to eat. I'm being deprived of this. That my baby sister's getting what I'm being deprived of, and that's a pretty powerful kind of set of emotional valences. So what I would do at this moment, because she's 11, she's not 5 anymore, I'd sit her down and explain to her when she was first born that she needed, you know, that she needed some hormones to help her, but now she's perfectly healthy, and that she can determine. And instead of taking her to a nutritionist, although, because I think that's going to send her the message that there's something wrong with her, I would let her begin. I mean, she's probably as adept, if not more so, than you and I are about the internet. Let her read about nutrition. Let her begin to understand this for herself, so she feels, because Raj, the deal is we want her to feel in charge of the food she puts in her mouth. And yep. That, it sounds to me, if we had to put everything together, all these theories and all these sociological avenues and all these experiences, that it would be that food was something that people were trying to keep from her. And
yes.
So what we're trying to do is give her back the power of food, which means, okay. And I think you taking her to a nutritionist is not going to accomplish that. Her learning about nutrition, her maybe taking a cooking course, so that she feels that she has some choice about what she eats, when she eats, how much she eats, and we don't want to turn her into a finicky eater. We want to turn her into an empowered eater who feels that food isn't something that someone's taking away from me. It's not something my sister gets that I don't get. It's not something that's harmful to me. It's just food, and I can decide what I like and what I don't like, and I can help make food. I mean, we may make her into a long-term nutritionist or chef, but I think the issue is giving her back the power over what she puts in her mouth. Because we don't,
yeah.
My concern is, and I'm sure it's yours as well, if we don't get this under better control in the next couple of years, we've got an anorexic or bulimic in the making of
exactly.
I'm going to put food in and
yeah.
then and dump it back out, which is very dangerous.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and so let's...
I mean, that, yeah,
go ahead.
That is the reason of my call today
yeah.
as well, because, I mean, last night we were at the dinner table and everybody was almost done, and then all of a sudden she went and served a heap of food, which we, you know, like, a, you know, she has almost done her normal quantity of food. And,
right.
and then, you know, we ask, are you going to eat that? She said, yeah, I'm going to eat it. So we didn't want to, like you said, if we sort of came hard on her, like, we were scared
yeah.
that she would stop eating.
So I would sit her down, and you can play this for her. I mean, you can play the, or you can explain it to her. You can do whatever you want to do about it. But just say, look, when you were a baby, we needed to deal with food because you weren't getting enough. We needed
yep.
to. And then with your sister came, it may have seemed to you that before we were making a fuss about food and making sure you got a lot of food, and then all of a sudden we stopped giving you that much food and said you were going to get that, and we gave it to your sister, and that could have felt really terrible. But that's you know, these had nothing to do with anything other than when you were a baby, you needed food, and then when your sister came, it was just coincidental that you stopped needing the food and we fed her. But for right now, what we need for you to figure out is what food makes sense to you, not what we give you, not what we stop you from getting, but what makes sense to you, so that you're, so eating is fun for you, it's not anxiety for you, it's healthy for you. So let's figure out, would you like to take a course? Would you like to begin giving us lectures about what kind of food we should be eating? Would you like to start cooking? You tell us what will work for you.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because it sounds like you've got a very smart kid here who's very sensitive, and it just was a whole bunch of factors that were not related in the world but are related in her mind, all of which comes down to, if you love me, you'd feed me more. And that's
yes.
not a very healthy way to view food.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, like you said, she's very smart, she's very athletic,
yeah.
and
yeah.
But the food, you know, food time, almost, she's almost like terrified.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's anxious. I'll tell you what, let me stop you here for just a minute. If we need to talk some more about this, just stay on the line for me, all right? 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Whatever it is that's on your mind is what we'll talk about around here. We're talking with Raj, who's got an 11-year-old who has become a little bit, not exactly phobic, but a lot of energy around eating. And we talked about the fact that that eating is a very psychologically based behavior. It's not, you know, as I said, it's not like we put on our little feed bag and off we go. It's that food is associated with the family. It's associated with love. It's associated with learning. It's associated with giving and taking and holidays and sex and just, you know, almost everything. And the taste is certainly one of our five senses, as is smell. So you're talking about at least two of the five senses, and I suppose the texture of food counts. So, and the look of food. So the eating may be one of the behaviors that includes, taste, touch, smell, hearing. Probably not so much hearing, unless you're eating live food and you're hearing the screeches. But let's not go there, folks. Remember live goldfishes? I even don't remember live goldfishes. I think that was from movies that I saw, that people were swallowing live goldfishes at one point. Do you remember that? I think it's only from Hollywood. You know, at some point you forget, and I think that's part of the point of movies, is that we forget what we experience in a movie theater. They're not the same thing. At any rate, so we're talking about giving Raj's daughter the opportunity to be in charge of her own nutrition, and maybe even the family's nutrition, and explaining to her where this all came from, why in her mind, especially a 5 or 6 year old mind, that at the time where her baby sister was getting fed, that she, from her point of view, was being deprived. That because it was the time where she was eating too much and mom was saying, okay, you can't eat that much. And at this moment, it's hard to know whether exactly what's going on for her, except that she knows on some level she gets a huge amount of attention around meals. And that's not a very good thing either. It'll make everybody else's stomach upset as well as hers, and lead to this is where eating disorders come from. Whereas one of the most extraordinary revelations that I had about eating disorders was reading a diary of somebody who was anorexic, and the notion was that she sort of felt she was so fragile that everybody else's opinion, that she would cease to exist, that if she took in other people's opinions, that she had no personality. She did not have a very strong ego structure, so that she had no personality, and therefore it became symbolic that she would take food in but instantly get rid of it. Because otherwise she was afraid that it would literally change her, that her personality, the essence of her would cease to exist. And if you think about it, on some kind of psychological level, that taking in a lot of food and then dumping it back up is a statement of defiance, a statement that says, you can't tell me what to do, you can't determine who I am, because we are what we eat, literally. So you can see how it becomes very symbolic at some point. So let's head this off while she's 11, as opposed to waiting until she's 21 and having an eating disorder. Then the way I would do it is putting her in charge, explaining to her why the confluence of events, why her baby sister was getting fed at the time she felt that she was being abandoned, and not only being abandoned, but being starved. And yep. And that wasn't what was going on, and now that she gets to choose, and we can take you to a nutritionist, or you can study this yourself. You tell me what you'd like to do, but you get to be in charge, because we're still around to give you some ideas, but you get to be in charge of how you're going to eat, what kinds of food you're going to like, how you're going to make your food serve you, how you're going to make yourself healthy by what you take in.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Now that is very good advice, Dr. Joy, because earlier I was thinking maybe this has something to do with the liver thyroxine she takes and everything, but
well, it's worth checking. I mean, it's worth talking with her doctor about, but it sounds to me that even if it is, that there's still, even within the parameters of whatever matter, she's still taking growth hormone?
Yes, yep. She
talk with her doctor about it. It may be, I know, it was really interesting. I had a rash and had to take 3 days worth of steroids, and so being who I am, I read what the side effects are, so I make sure that I develop all the side effects. And it said one of the things that you may do is develop a huge appetite. So growth hormone is not prednisone, but it's so you may want to talk with your doctor about it. But still, the anxiety about food isn't coming from the medication. Tendency to overeat maybe, but not the anxiety about it. So, and even if the medication does tend to make her want to eat more, her being in charge will still be a healthier response. And whether or not she's got it, presumably when she hits puberty, presumably she's not going to be kept on growth hormone, is she?
Most probably she will have to have it for the rest of her life. She doesn't have any functioning thyroid gland.
Okay. Okay. Well, talk with her doctor about it.
Yeah.
But also, you know, but clearly, even if she has to be on it, that there's not a reason not to be in charge of how she views her body and how she views food and the family and love and giving and taking with respect to food.
Yep. No, definitely it is. It is. I mean, she is very anxious, and I mean, we, all, you know, our heart sinks every time you think you see the anxiety in a face, saying that, okay, I don't know what to do, kind of look. So.
Yeah. Well, let's help her with it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Raj.
Okay.
Yeah, you can hear that, you know, that food is a very psychological aspect. You know, with women, one of my jokes is that we all buy magazines. If you look at any woman's magazine, it'll be how to attract a man, how to make a fabulous meal, and how to lose weight. So women don't make food anymore. They just cut out recipes. Although weight seems to be slightly less of an issue now than it was 5 years ago. But maybe that's just, I don't know if that's true or not.
Hmm.
Do you see that people are now living 6 years longer on average?
I did see that, yeah.
That's a lot.
That is. That's pretty significant.
Very significant. Well, one of my favorite sort of ways of looking at the world, as not only the world, but especially marriages, is at the time of Christ, the average life expectancy was 30. So that's 2,000 years ago, right?
Yeah.
In 1900, which is 200 years ago,
1900, that's 114.
114 years ago, so yep. Sorry. I'm sort of getting a little ahead of myself.
That's
so
right.
A little over 100 years ago, average life expectancy was 48. So in those 1900 years, we increased life expectancy by about 50%, okay, from 30 to essentially... Let's make it 45, you know, so we can fudge it a little bit, but basically about 50%.
Yeah.
From 1900 to 2000, the life expectancy right now, I think for men, is something like right around 81. Women is 82, 83, and they're saying if they increase it 6 years, that's another, 7-8%.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gone from 30 to 48 to almost doubled. So we increased it by 50% and then we doubled it.
Wow.
I just think, yeah, that's why we worry about ZPG, about lots of people wandering around the planet.
We're going to be having people living
people
200 years old here before
doubling
we
doubling around the planet. You got it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.